This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Tomorrow is Bastille Day over in France, commemorating the storming of the French fortress and prison of the same name, one of the key events of the French Revolution. And with all the turmoil happening right now in France and across much of Europe, it kind of seemed like a good day to ask.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Joining us once again is Sophie Petter. She's the Paris Bureau Chief for The Economist magazine. Sophie, it's good to have you back.
It's a pleasure.
Well, last time we spoke, as I recall, there wasn't much of a mood of discontent, I guess, shall we say, in France, right? There wasn't a whole lot of austerity going on. That has changed, though, this week, hasn't it?
Well, I think that there has been a bit of a change, partly because the government has realized that it's going to have to do something about the deficit, and that's going to involve probably some spending cuts, which are going to be pretty unpleasant. And I think that there's beginning to be a sinking in of the reality, going to have to be some cuts.
And it's not just the government, right? I mean, we saw it this week with Peugeot Citroën, the car maker over there, with like 8,000 layoffs.
That's right. And this has really been the most enormous shock for the French. It's been 20 years since the last car maker closed the factory in France. And this is a very symbolic change. It's a big car plant just north of Paris, very well known. Huge symbolic shock for the French. I really think you can't underestimate how much this is seen both as painful and obviously damaging, but also possibly something of a wake-up call. I mean, I think if there's anything positive that could come out of this, it's the debate that the French have really been reluctant to kind of engage in, and that's about how difficult is it for companies to compete and maintain their production in France when they have such a high labor cost.
Yeah. Speaking of wake-up calls, tomorrow's a big day, right? The anniversary of maybe the biggest wake-up call in history, Bastille Day.
Absolutely. And the French, for this is the one moment when they can celebrate themselves, I suppose. And they have this wonderful sort of parade down the Champs-Élysées. This is a huge, hugely important day for them. It's also the day before they go off on their long summer break. But, you know, this year, François Hollande, the new president, has wanted to make this a sort of, he's trying to be pretty discreet, keep the cost pretty low. But still, the French will be celebrating tomorrow. There's no doubt about that.
Despite all the rain, right? I mean, I read the weather forecast. It's lousy over there.
Well, it's François Hollande, the new president in France. Almost every single time he's taken any sort of engagement outdoors, every time he gets drenched. So the forecast is exactly the same. His nickname now is Rayman because he can't actually go out and do anything without getting wet. So we're pretty sure it's going to rain here tomorrow too.
And we won't read anything into that at all. Sophie Petter, she is the Paris Bureau Chief at The Economist magazine. Sophie, thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye now.